हमारा जन्म था। प्रसन्न हुआ, मुझे यहाँ आने से बड़ी खुशी है। बहुत दिनों से फिजी का नाम सुन रहा था और वर्ल्ड के मैप में फिजी खोजता था, कभी मिलता था कभी नहीं मिलता था। तो देखा जैसे खोजते खोजते आज फिजी में ही उपस्थित हो गया। हम समझते हैं कि ये तो छोटा भारत है, मिनी इंडिया जैसा, और सभी भारतवासी लोग यहाँ पर हैं, जिनके पुरखे सभी लोग सनातनी थे। और यहाँ पर आम का पेड़, जब आम का पेड़ हुआ तो कोयल भी जरूर बोलती है। यहाँ कोयल है नहीं है? कोयल देखा है यहाँ? मोर भी हैं? मोर नहीं, भारत की संस्कृति यहाँ है। हमारे भारतीय कृष्ण और राधा जी की देवताओं की पूजा होती है। अभी मैं समझता हूँ कि वेद मंत्रों से विवाह शादियां भी होती होगी। सब यहाँ पर हैं, मेरे लिए बड़ी आनंद की बात ही यहाँ आया। विदेशों में और सब जगह गया है, अंग्रेजी में ही बोलना पड़ता था, टूटी फूटी हिंदी अंग्रेजी में जो कुछ बोलता, बड़े अच्छी तरह से हमारी संस्कृति के विचारों को लोग ग्रहण करते। तो यहाँ पर तो मुझे खुशी है कि यहाँ पर हिंदी लोग समझ सकेंगे। गुजराती और हिंदी में कोई अंतर विशेष नहीं है, या किसी भी भारतीय भाषा को, एक कोई भाषा हिंदी बोलने से बंगला, हिंदी, तमिल, तेलुगु, पंजाबी सभी लोग समझ जाते हैं। तो यहाँ खुल करके मैं अपने भावों को प्रकट कर सकूंगा, इसलिए मुझे विशेष खुशी है। आज तो मुझे थोड़ा सा रेस्ट लेना है, कल से जहाँ आप लोग जैसा प्रोग्राम बतलाएंगे फिक्सअप तक, तो प्रोग्राम तो बना लिया होगा, तो उसके अनुसार में हमको कल बतला देंगे। तो उसी तरह से कहीं गीता पर, कहीं भागवत पर, कहीं वेदों पर, कहीं उपनिषदों पर, जैसा 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 होगा, हम जो कुछ जानते हैं आप लोगों की सेवा में उपस्थित करेंगे। विशेष करके भारतीय संस्कृति में राधा कृष्ण की उपासना, सारे भारतवर्ष में जितने बड़े बड़े आचार्य हो गए हैं उन लोगों ने ग्रहण किया। हमारे चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी इधर में, उधर में गुजरात इत्यादि साइड में वल्लभाचार्य और उनके लड़कों ने विट्ठल इत्यादि जी ने प्रचार किया, और सर्वत्र ये भारतीय संस्कृति आत्मा अजर अमर है। हम शरीर नहीं है, विश्व का रचयिता दो नहीं, तीन नहीं, चार नहीं, एक ही है। अपने अपने धारणा से अपनी अपनी भाषाओं में उसको व्यक्त किया गया है। किसी न किसी रूप में सभी लोग हम भगवान के दास हैं, इसलिए परस्पर लड़ना झगड़ना न करके सभी लोग मिलजुल करके भगवत उपासना करें, जो हमारे वेदों में कहा गया है। और जितनी प्रकार की उपासना है उसमें भगवान का नाम कीर्तन करना सबसे श्रेष्ठ है। जितनी प्रकार की भी उपासना है भगवान को प्रसन्न करने के लिए, ध्यान कहते हैं लोग कुछ, ध्यान किसका करेंगे? जिस चीज को हमने देखा है, किसी चीज को देखा नहीं तो उसका ध्यान कैसे संभव है? ये संभव पर नहीं है। तब हम शास्त्रों में देखते हैं, जे कृष्ण ने बंसी बजाई, छोटा सा बालक, बहुत ही सुंदर, खूबसूरत, ललित भंग, बहुत ही श्यामल रंग का, बहुत छोटा सा होने पर भी परम सर्वशक्तिमान है, और विश्व के जितने भी अवतार होते हैं वो उस कृष्ण से ही निकलते हैं, इसलिए कृष्ण से बढ़कर के और कोई प्रत्यक्ष नहीं। कृष्ण कभी हमारे पुत्र रूप में, कभी भाई के रूप में, कभी मित्र के रूप में, कभी सखा के रूप में, कभी प्रभु के रूप में, कभी प्रियतम के रूप में, बहुत से रूप में आते हैं। वही एक ही कृष्ण यशोदा मैया का, नंद बाबा का लाडला पुत्र है, गोपियों का प्रियतम है, श्रीदाम आदि सुखाओं का सखा है और सबके प्रभु के रूप में है। ये सब चीजें हैं उपासना की। इसमें सर्वोत्तम उपासना है राधा कृष्ण की। चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी ने बतलाया जो गोपियों की उपासना थी ये सर्वश्रेष्ठ। गोपियों ने कृष्ण को अपना सर्वस्व न्योछावर कर दिया और उनकी उपासना है उसे बढ़कर के। आराध्यो भगवान ब्रजेश तनयस्तद्धाम वृंदावनम रम्या काचिदुपासना बजबद्वर्गेण गजाकल्पिता। श्रीमद्भागवतम प्रमाणमलम प्रेमा पुमर्थो महान श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभुर मतमिदं तत्रार्थ। चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी कहते हैं सब आराध्यों में राधा कृष्ण ही सबसे आराध्य है। जैसे कृष्ण आराध्य है वृंदावन भी, वैसे ही वृंदावन छोड़कर के कृष्ण कहीं नहीं जाता। और उन सब से हनुमान जी दास रूप में सेवा करते हैं राम की, गोपियां यशोदा जी पुत्र के रूप में करती हैं, कृष्ण को प्रेम से डोरी से बांध लेती हैं अपने प्रेम की डोरी से। सखा लोग अपना जूठा भी कृष्ण को खिलाने में नहीं हिचकते और उनके कंधे पर भी बैठ जाते हैं, कृष्ण के कंधों पर। और कृष्ण स्वयं पराजित होकर के बड़ा आनंद समझते हैं, किंतु सबसे गोपियों के जो प्रियतम कृष्ण हैं, गोपी जन वल्लभ हैं, वही सबसे श्रेष्ठ, उनसे बढ़कर के कोई परम तत्व नहीं है। यही भागवत की शिक्षा है। कल से हम लोग जहां जहां आप लोगों ने व्यवस्था की होगी वहां चलेंगे, वहां पर कीर्तन भी होगा, भाषण भी होगा। Perhaps you have managed everything and where our program is will be done.
Yes.
You have fixed everything.
Everything fixed.
Tomorrow you can discuss.
Yes.
And manage everything. Hindi program.
This is the places.
January 3rd.
And 4th.
And 4th.
Where?
Ba.
Radha Krishna Mandir.
Where?
Half an hour from here. One town called Ba.
Ba. And then Ba town?
Yeah.
Shua.
It's the capital. Shua.
Capital.
Ba is the largest Indian population.
Tulsi Manas Mandir. Very good. There, 5 and 6.
Yes.
Ramayana ke upar mat bolenge wahan. और कृष्ण और नदी सोनी समाज हॉल किसका है? सनातन धर्म का है,
सोनी समाज का है, बट सभी के लिए
सब बहुत अच्छे। जनवरी 7 और लोटो का मैंने दिस प्लेस विष्णु मंदिर, यहाँ पर विष्णु मंदिर है। कहाँ पर है? पास में, ठीक है। 8, 9, 10 नवीन कहाँ? वेरी नवीन, तो चलो एक तो भी शाम को आप लोगों से निवेदन है, आज मैं भी शाम करूं, कल से हम गौर प्रमाण If anyone is not doing so, they must go down. Then we should go, otherwise we'll have to come and I'll have to do something. तो चलिए हम लोग चलेंगे तो फिर देर हो जाए. वो लोग तो अपने घर में पहुंच गए होंगे. पहुंच
Namami Nandanam, 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 Namami Nandanam.
We are chanting Krishna name, then Radhika will be pleased. And if you are chanting Radhe Radhe, then Krishna will be pleased. If you are glorifying Krishna, Radhika will be so happy and she will sprinkle her mercy. And if you are remembering Radhika chanting, then Krishna will give himself to devotees. Nothing to do. Our all acharyas, Narottam Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all acharyas have told like this. So, we sang this song, Nanda Nastakam, to please Srimati Radhika. And to please Krishna, will have to sing another Radha song. Munindra Vinda Vandite
Triloka Shokahari Prasanna Bhakta Pankaje Nikam.
Harinam Mahamantra mein keval Krishna ka naam nahi hai. Yahan par prithak karke Ram ka bhi naam nahi hai. Yahan prithak karke Hari bhi nahi hai. In this Mahamantra, Srila Jiva Goswami is explaining that there are not three Hari here or Bhagavan here. Here Hare for Krishna, Hari Hariyat Manaha. He takes all kinds of evils, all kinds of unearth and offenses, and make the heart sweet and soft. That is why Krishna is called Hari, same Krishna, not other any Bhagavan or incarnation, no prakash, nothing,
manifestation.
Krishna is himself Hari, because he takes the mind and heart of all. So is Hari. And here Ram, because he always plays in the heart of Srimati Radhika, Radha Raman Hari Govinda Jai. So here Ram is Krishna himself, not Dasarathi Ram. If we take Dasarathi Ram, then there will be two upasya. For any chaste devotee, it is absurd to worship Krishna and Ram at a time. It will be rasabhas. So for one landed, like in Gita it has been told, Ananya Bhakta, Vyavasatmika Buddhi, Mamekam, only for this. No? But because Radha and Krishna are not separate, one Shakti, Shakti, Mato, Raveda. Like water and its
liquidity.
Like sun and its heat. No difference at all. Krishna cannot live without Srimati Radhika. So, here Radhika, Hare means those who takes the heart and mind of and controls even Krishna. So she is Hara. And from Hara it has come Hare. So Hare Krishna means Radha Krishna. Hare Ram, Radha Krishna. Conjugal. We see that Ravan was a big demon. He wanted to keep Sita, not to make any problem to Sita. But he wanted to kill Ram. Only one thing, Shakti Upasak, that is why he was called demon, and it was killed by Ram. So those who worship Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, only one Krishna, not Srimati Radhika, they are demon. And those who worship only God, but not His attribute, He is also demon. So we should always worship both in conjugal. Our whole Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Brahma, all have accepted this. So we should sing a song of Srimati Radhika. All the Gaudiya Vaishnava, whole Vaishnava are divided into two, especially Braja Bhakta. They favor some favor Krishna more, and some favor
Srimati Radhika.
But all Gaudiya Vaishnava, from Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, and up to Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and his disciples, all, my Gurudev, Swami, Bhaktivedanta Swami, all Gaudiya Vaishnava. They are in the side of inclination towards Srimati Radhika. That is why they are Gaudiya. If there is no inclination of any devotee to Radhika, but inclination towards Krishna, they are not Gaudiya Vaishnava. Never. You should know the difference between Raganuga and Rupanuga. Vallabhacharya may be called Raganuga, but not
Rupanuga.
There are some things to know. These are bhajan, aikantik bhajan. So you should sing to make Radhe Jay Jay Madhava Daite. I remember something, and I want to express something to you. First of all, I met Swamiji, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, in 1946. He was the god brother of my Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. Guru Maharaj took Harinam initiation from Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati in 1916. And Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj took Harinam initiation from Srila Prabhupada in 1922. So she was senior god brother. Both were bosom friends and each other helping in friendly terms from then. Swamiji was very learned person and Prabhupada told him to write essays, articles for harmonist, and he did. In 1946, I met him in Calcutta, and our Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti was established in 41 or 40. Swamiji was also there, and at that time he was called as Abhay Charana Bhakti Vedant. At that time. So, I used to serve my Gurudev, and he, when he used to come, I also served to Swami. From since then, I am serving him, knowing him well. Especially when I was Math Commander at Keshavji Gaudiya Math Mathura, established in 54. After some time, Swamiji came, not Swamiji, Abhay Charanar Bhakti Vedanta Prabhu came, empty-handed. At that time, no ISKCON, nothing. At that time, empty-handed he came. His all business were failed. He was not successful in any worldly businesses. At that time, he was quite penniless person. I requested him that why you are not taking renounce order, you are so qualified and learned person. Your children and wife have kicked you. They don't want because you cannot make money. I could tell him anything because we are friends also. Though I take him like my Shiksha Guru, but bosom friend. So I told him frankly all these things. He told that when I took name initiation, Harinam initiation, first from Prabhupada, I read in Srimad Bhagavatam slok, Jada jasya anugranami harishe tadan tad dhanam shanai. To whom I take and I give mercy, I give shelter them, I take all wealth, reputation, everything, all attachment, and I make him a straight beggar. I believed him Srimad Bhagavata slok. So he was fearing from then that if I am chanting Hari name, doing bhakti, then one day I will have to be straight beggar and Krishna will take my everything. Then what should I do? But I never gave up chanting, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, writing articles on Krishna and bhakti. After this I am feeling now that I am penniless by this. Krishna has taken my everything. And now you are telling to take sannyas. Then I will have to take sannyas. In the meantime, our Gurudev from Navdeep came to Mathura, Keshavji Gaudiya Math. He asked, requested, I told my Gurudev to request to Swamiji that you should take renounce order to preach in our whole world. Our Guru Maharaj same, tell the same. And he was ready to take. an old man of 95 named Sanatan Prabhu, god brother of Gurudev and Swamiji. He also requested him and told that if you are taking renounce order, then still in my this old age I will also take sannyas with you. So he was ready and he was so happy. And then on the day of Vishwarup Kaur, Vishwarup Kaur, you know?
This happens day of
Vishwarup Prabhu. Everything was ready. I make ready everything. I made ready everything. His danda I made. His door coffin, you know, sannyasi. I taught him how to take all these cloths, how to take danda. And also I presided over the ceremony. I did myself with all monks and Gurudev gave him. And after that, Swami Maharaj came to Jhansi and went to so many places. Our Gurudev also went there. We all, about 20, more than 20 brahmacharis and sannyasis went with him. And after that, he went to Delhi and came to Radha Damodar temple. I was always with him, cooking for him. He was penniless, so I used to give my chadar there to seat him. He used to
rolling
chapati, and I used to cook and then give to Damodar and to take both sitting and Harikatha. I send all these books, kartals, so many ditties, mridanga to Western countries. And especially was sent off very sweet, good sweet. He was a very good cooker. So I sent him 20 kilos, 15 kilos, 10 kilos of very sweet peda of Mathura, of Vishram Ghat. He wrote me about 250 letters to me, sometimes in Hindi, sometimes in Bengali, sometimes in English. I gave all the letters to Satsarup Maharaj to help him in his writing of Prabhupada's life and everything. Some are with me still in Hindi and Bengali. We have printed it. And he has accepted that. I am so much Rini, indebted to you for sending and helping me. I think his Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, helped him so much. He has ordered him to go and to preach over the whole world the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mission of Rupa Sanatana, the mission of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Our Gurudev has also helped him, gave him sannyas order. This is a very pradhan cheez hai ye. For bhajan, this is not ordinary thing. He also helped him. And I also helped. He has accepted all these things. He wrote me a letter that when my Gurudev became aprakat, you know,
disappeared.
He made a meeting there in anywhere in America.
Seattle.
Yes. And the copy was sent to me that a regulation had passed, and he wrote a slok. Vairagya yuga bhakti rasam prajatnai apayan manan bhishma mandam kripam buddhirja paradukha dukhi si kesava patala. Instead of Sanatana Goswami, he wrote the name of him. But I wonder why they tell that anyone has not helped Swamiji. Has his Gurudev, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not helped him? Why they tell? They should not tell like this. I've helped him, and he has accepted this, all these things. I was the first person who went to Delhi
airport
to receive him when he returned from
first trip
of world tour. I was there. I accepted him. I cooked him for him. I took him to Radha Damodar temple. We take prasadam. All Kirtanananda was also with him. And now, where is Kirtanananda? Where is Kirtanananda? He is now in hell or jail. So we must try to honor all and accept the truths. Otherwise we will be like Bhavananda, Hansadut, Brahmananda, Bhagavan Das and all, if you don't honor. I want to honor a dog of Swamiji who comes to me. They should think like a dog to me also, and honor like a dog. Why they fear from me? I always their bandhu, well-wisher. I want to help for whole life. Recognize this thing, true. There should be so much dare for this. They should not make any offense in any Vaishnava lotus feet. The Sava and the honor of Vaishnava is the honor of Gurudev. Gurudev is not any separate thing from our
disciplic
successes. We are in one family, and that family is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. I treat it like this. We should not think that we are in any separate thing. We are all in whole world. Even those who are in other sampradaya of Vaishnava, Madhva sampradaya, Ramanu sampradaya, Nimbark sampradaya, all Vallabhacharya, all are Vaishnava. We do Jayadev to Char sampradaya, Charu Vaishnava sampradaya, all the Vaishnava, especially of Gaudiya Vaishnava sampradaya, Rupanuga Vaishnava. We should know what is Rupanuga Vaishnava. I think that so many persons don't know what is Rupanuga Vaishnava, what is Raganu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has only come. He was so merciful, and he was ocean of rush. And for this, Krishna became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to sprinkle his mercy over whole world through name. Anarpaiticharing chirat karuniya vatirna kalo samarpaitum munnato jvalrasang sabhaktisya hariha purat sundara dyuti kadamba sandipita sadaridaya kandare skurutanisya. Krishna Das Gaviraj Goswami has counted four reasons for coming Krishna in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Four reasons. What? To establish Yuga Dharma. By the request of Advaita Acharya, to insprinkle and to give Krishna prem. And fourth and last and supreme reason was to taste Radhaya Pranay Mahima Kidrisho Vaneiva Aswato Jinadbhut Madhurima Kidrisho Vamadiya Sokhanchasya Madhavan Bhavata Kidrisho Vetti Lobha Tadbhavadha Samajani Sachi Garva Sindhu Harindu. Unnata Ujjala Rasang Sri Bhakti Sriyam. What is the meaning? Unnata Ujjala Ras is only of gopis. What is called Unnata Ujjala? Gopis are not wife of Krishna. They are beloved of Krishna. Satyabhama Rukmani are wives. They are bounded by Varnashram Dharma. No? Krishna cannot take the feet dust of Satyabhama Rukmani. They are bound by opulence. And seeing that, oh,
Krishna is my husband. We are chaste ladies. Like Sita, but somewhat higher. But gopis are not married to Krishna. Forever, eternally, they are beloved of Krishna and Krishna is beloved of them. So, not necessary to marry again and again. Like fire and its heat, like sun and its heat, they are always undivided with Krishna. Same thing. For Leela Vilas, they have become into. So they are called Parkiya. This Parkiya Bhav is Unnat Ujjwala Rasa. If anyone has not read Bhakti Rasami Sindhu and Ujjwalinmani and the books of Goswami, they cannot know the real meaning of this sloka, Anarpicharing Chirat Karunayavate. The Unnat Ujjwala Rasa to give. Anarpit charing chirat karuneya vatirna kalau samarpayitum. Samarmitum means to give. What? Unnato ujjwala rasang. Why? Because he is so merciful. But he cannot do. Unnato ujjwala ras cannot be given. It is for gopis only, Lalita, Vishakha and Srimati Radhika. Then what to give? Sriyam. Unnato ujjwala rasa sriyam. Sriyam means shobha. That is the dasya of Srimati Radhika is unnato ujjwala rasa sri. Heavenly gift. Jeev cannot have the prem of Lalita, of Radhika. Never. Only the dasya of Radhika. And that is called sriyam. Unnato ujjwala rasasyam, to give this. But it was not the utmost reason. What was the highest? To taste the Radha mood. What is Radhika? Pranay. What is pranay? It cannot be explained in 1 minute. Saddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav, prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, then mahabhav. This is pranay. Not in this world. In this world only up to bhava avastha. Saddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, and bhava. Not after that. This body cannot tolerate. After that, going in braja, in prakat braja, then prem will become like snesh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhava and mahabhava. And only this mahabhava is an special thing, adirudh, and more than that is in Srimati Radhika. What is that? Krishna wanted, but he could not know. How he will understand? Only by taking the mood and beauty of Radhika. So he took the mood and beauty of Srimati Radhika and became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sachinandan Gaudiya. And then he tested what? How Krishna is so beautiful? How are the four things? Venu Madhuri, Rup Madhuri, Guna Madhuri, Lila Madhuri, all these things. And what is the effect of testing all these four things? What kind of happiness comes to realize this? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission was this, to give a sprinkle the Radha Dasya. And this is only in Gaudiya Vaishnava, never anywhere. He had not come to preach only Vaidhi-bhakti, not to preach only name, to give this thing, Rasmayi Bhakti. This was the principle of Advaita Acharya. He could have given Yuga Dharma. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and took also Yuga Dharma, name Sankirtan. And his name Sankirtan was with love and affection, prem. Nam prem?
Malagathi
Paralo Shadhari. I know that all Mayavadi also do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They all do. In India, I see, or we can see, that all Hindus do chant this name, but they take also meat, eggs and wine also. Their name, only doing chanting name is not everything. We cannot love and affection of Krishna. We'll have to adopt some process given by Srila Rupa Goswami. And that process is Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukattananu Pramena Rasana Manishi Niyojya Tishthan Braje Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Nayed Akhilami. Bharat Bhumite Manishya Janma Haila Jar. If you will have to realize all these things, you will have to be Vrindavan. Chant always name in the guidance of bona fide Guru and Vaishnava. Brajavasi especially, in the guidance of Gopi, and then you will go to Vrindavan, otherwise not. Not like visa and what?
Passport
that a country gives and we enter. Only they can give, those who are coming from Golok Vrindavan. So we should try to follow all these things. This is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the mission of Swamiji. And this is the mission of our all bishops, orders. We should not be divided into groups. We are all in the family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Swamiji requested me at the last night when he was entering in Uppercut Braja that you should give my Samadhi Mandir, Samadhi me. And also you should help these boys I bring from, brought from so many various countries. So you should try to help them. My mission is the same. I go to world only to take the feet days of holy feet of Swamiji, because it is like a very good tirth, best tirth. And to pay honor and to pay and to obey his orders. To give help. I have not come to take any rupees or money or anything else. I have come to obey him. So, I think that they should not see me in other ways. I am always their bandhu, mitra, sakha, and all bandhu. I treat them always like this. I always think that we are all in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family, and we should try to help each other. Today is time over. We should take some prasadam and then we should. Gaur Pramanam. When we were in Mathura, he always used to play on mridanga. I used to do kirtan. At the time of his aprakat, I sang Sirupamanjari Pada Sei Motha Sampada. And so many songs. He so liked so much. I have served so much. When you have no birth in ISKCON, there was no ISKCON. So I request you to not to disobey or anything. I request you all. चला जाए ला रहे हैं हाँ जस्ट नाउ